Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguist team. If you want to practice and improve your English, go to our website, linguistov.ru. And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru.
How was the visit to the bank?
I don't understand this system.
Don't you feel a part of this system when you go?
Well, of course. You know, I like this sense of community.
Exactly.
Among the
feeling
people.
Feeling of togetherness.
That's right. Among the people who are standing in line and waiting for two goddamn visitors who spend their 1 hour and a half. What can you do in the, you know, at the counter?
I guess it's just this rare moments when you feel that you are wanted, when you feel that you are doing something important, and they want to prolong this feeling.
I suppose, yes. Once you stand in line, you're waiting and you start joking.
Do you?
Well, yeah, because you have to try to... You want to find some kind of silver lining. There is just one... Sorry.
Oh.
Should we move on?
I'm sorry, but you don't have time to finish.
There was just one woman sitting at the counter, and there were two receptionists, and they were chatting during the whole time that we were waiting. And we asked, don't you have another person who would, you know, open the second counter? And she said, no, unfortunately, we are sort of short of staff. And I thought, well, the bank clearly can afford you just sitting there, two receptionists, sitting there and chatting about nothing. Can it afford this the second lady in the counter?
The problem is not in those two ladies. The problem is in the whole system.
That's right. Yeah.
Probably their salary is not that encouraging for them to work.
Mm-hmm.
Or probably their attitude, the reputation, you know, when all these things come together, it's such a bad job. You don't want to do that.
And, you know, I had this glance at local businessmen. I noticed that they all look the same. They are all fat. I mean, well, not fat. They have a belly. And they look
it's
like...
The prestige belly.
Yeah, it's true. And they look as if they have just returned from Turkey or from Egypt. Do we have any other types of businessmen? I mean...
Sporty?
Yeah.
Extinct.
Probably, yeah.
I just recently started paying attention to the men in our small city. And the doodle that you did last year about the men with belly,
mm-hmm.
Sexy and I know it, it's so true. I mean, Russian men are, they seem to be proud to be overweight and round-shaped, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
Pub owner receives a letter of apology from burglar 20 years after the crime. A pub owner has been sent a £100 check and an apology from an ashamed burglar more than 20 years after the crime.
Oh, poor
and
thing.
In the letter, the burglar writes that, quotation, I was involved in a burglary at your business in approximately 1992. I didn't break in or smash up the cigarette machine, but I was there and I went in. Mm. I am very sorry. I did not realize the seriousness of my actions. At the time, I had been through a lot and had no idea where to get help.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of spelling mistakes. I am ashamed and sad because of the fear it may have induced and the cost and time. I wish I could take it back a lot. I hope that you will never be bothered by such cruelty ever again. 20 yes.
I think it has something to do with age.
The older you get.
The older you get, the more scared you are of this...
Of hell.
Yeah, internal suffering for your sins. Probably that was the reason.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's true. Have you noticed with these local babushkas?
Uh-huh.
Because... It's a strange thing which happens, especially in Tatarstan and Bashkortostan. Let's take as an example my grandmother. From my mother's side, she's one crazy lady. And when she was younger, she partied all
really?
The time. Yeah.
So she used to be wild.
And now she's very religious. Whenever my mother calls her, she is doing her prayers. You know, there are five times you have to pray.
And does she have any pricks of conscience?
I think that's why she has started this religious thing. I actually noticed that it's quite popular. When you achieve certain age, you realize that you don't really have that much time left. You sort of have to get ready, just in case.
I think I would be proud of
your sins.
Yes.
Yeah, well, of course. I would.
I would, when I'm old and wise, you know, I would just sit in that chair of mine thinking about the years that are gone and about the crazy things I used to do when I was young.
Yeah, because
they were wild and illegal,
it was worth it.
I finally got the wisdom, you know. Yeah. And I would just think, oh, that was fun, you know. Wasn't that fun?
Yeah.
So I think I would be proud of that. Theoretically, if a person from the past reappears and apologizes to me, I would not take it seriously, you know, because I'm no longer offended or hurt. Past is the past. It's no longer painful to me. But I would really appreciate if a burglar who broke into our apartment when I was 14. And took all the money we had. And at that time, you know, those were the crazy 90s.
Oh, really?
Our family did not have any bank accounts because it was not safe. So we had all the money, everything we had in our apartment in cash. And the burglar took it. So I would really appreciate if this burglar who broke into our house suddenly has pricks of conscience, so sends the money back.
Oh, by the way, yesterday my mother, she works in this greenhouse. There are some people who can make something for her out of wood or out of iron, and but for this, you know, you have to have a design, and I usually draw these things. For example, a well with flowers or benches. She told me, could you please make a hedgehog out of,
iron strings?
That's right, yeah. They made it for her. Right now it doesn't have any spikes. It looks like a rat. but a pretty rat.
similar situation. I bought my mom a book on knitting. I remember how this technique is called. Originated from Japan. Very, very small knitted toys.
How small?
Like really small, like really tiny. Like for keychains, you know. So the idea is that they are really small. I bought my mom this book, How to Do Them, and she started knitting the first toy, which is a dog. She was engaged in this activity all evening and all night. And this morning I saw the result. And I'm sorry, but it doesn't look like a dog. It looks like a fat rat. I didn't tell her that. I mean, I can take a picture.
All right.
Of this toy, but it looks like a fat rat. I mean, it's cute, but it has nothing to do with a dog. Do you enjoy this female activities? I mean, knitting, embroidery.
Right now, I can't even enjoy cooking. Yesterday, I was trying to make pancakes for my mother. I just couldn't. And that's why I decided to just, you know, give up and go and do something for linguisto.eu. And because, I don't know, somehow right now I don't have this concentration and patience for these types of activities. But actually, I quite enjoy it. I remember that when I came from St. Petersburg to Nabirzhnye Chelny, I spent like a whole year sewing. And when I was a teenager, I enjoyed embroidery. You know, it's a pleasant thing when you turn on the TV or a film,
mm-hmm.
and you have to engage yourself with something. You can't just sit and you don't want to eat, and you just have to do something with your hands. And mm-hmm. that's a good thing to do. But right now, no, no.
The only thing I've ever done was a piece of embroidery when I was at school.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom still has it as a proof that I...
You used to do something.
I used to try.
well, at least you tried.
It's a piece of embroidery with a Cocker Spaniel.
Oh my God!
when I was 14, I think I was dreaming about having a Cocker Spaniel as a pet.
What else?
But the thing is, it is so ugly. I mean, there, it's only a contour of this Cocker Spaniel, you know. And apparently the needle was way too thick. There were such huge holes. But I tried, and my mom sometimes takes out this
and cries over it.
No, she puts it somewhere, you know, on a table for a special occasion.
Oh.
And I look at my sister's works.
Mm-hmm.
She was very fond of sewing and knitting, you know, that they're so neat and so pleasant looking. And I'm like, Mom, take it out. Do not why are you doing that to me? But still, every year she takes out my Cocker Spaniel and puts it somewhere on a visible place.
Remind you.
Yeah, it's such a painful reminder that I'm not good at it. No way. The reason I asked you about knitting is because I recently found this very unusual thing on the internet, which has to do with men knitting. So what do you think about men who are fond of knitting, who knit practically every evening?
I think that is awesome. Why shouldn't the men knit?
What shouldn't they knit? Exactly. But don't you think that we do have such stereotypes that,
yes, of course,
in our society that men cannot knit and women cannot be plumbers?
That's right. Why should you do things that are considered in the society to be something that a woman must do?
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a man, why can't you sew? Why can't you make clothes? Why can't you be
is probably more acceptable. It's like you are a designer, you know, you have taste. But knitting is probably something that grandmothers do. And then you are a 25-year-old guy, strong and...
that's so cute. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, my God.
I know. I've seen the photos and I was just melting, you know. And I bikers, in a knitting club, knitting something.
Oh, that's awesome! I remember that you told me about your nephew, that he is interested in becoming a hairdresser.
Yeah, he's 7 right now, and he has this head model. And he experiments with different hairstyles. He does his older sister's hair, and he loves it. I mean,
but as I understand, his parents do not really encourage him.
On the contrary, I mean, I don't know about his mom, my sister-in-law, whether she encourages him or not. But my brother, his dad, he's totally fine with it. He actually was the one who bought him this head
that's
model.
Great. Yeah.
And he was like, we were trying to engage him in boxing, in karate. And, you know, I saw this video when he was doing karate after attending the karate club, karate school for like 4 years. He was the worst. Just, you know, it was clear that was not his thing, you know, his coordination. And, you know, those boys who do karate, they are to be, you know, synchronic. But my nephew was like not with them, he was somewhere else. And my brother, when he showed me the video, he was like, we were trying to engage him in karate classes, but then it became clear to us that he wants to be a hairstylist. So now he has a head model. This is so great when you do not try to force these stereotypes, this typical behavior, and let the child choose what he or she wants to do. I think men make great hairstylists.
Yeah. And well, I tried to find something different. I remember that I wanted to become an economist.
Oh.
But it was for not a very long time.
I'm sorry, but it's such a down-to-earth job for a child to dream about.
Well, I wasn't a child already.
It's like, you know, when I asked my...
to be an accountant.
My Skype students who are at school, when I ask them this question, what do you want to be? When they say, I want to be an IT specialist or I want to be a programmer. Mm-hmm. I'm like, guys, what's wrong with you? You are only 11.
Yeah.
What about becoming a footballer or a pilot?
Peacocks take over suburban street and trash woman's kitchen.
Mm.
Five escaped peacocks invaded a grandmother's home, trashing her kitchen and ruining her blinds.
Angry birds.
Yeah. I mean, peacocks, you imagine? They're huge.
Yeah.
Then this woman said, they have been hanging around my garden for weeks. And I...
Hanging around?
And I just popped over to my neighbor's one day, left my front door open. When I came back, there were three in the hallway and two in the kitchen. I got three out with a broom. But the two in the kitchen were frightened. They were pooing everywhere. When I tried to get those two out, the other three kept trying to get back in.
I mean, peacock invasion.
Can you imagine?
Have you ever seen a peacock?
Yeah. Well, in several zoos.
They look like chicken.
With a
tail.
Without a tail, probably it's not that impressive.
I wonder if they had their tail up when they were invading the woman's kitchen.
They wanted to impress her, maybe to scare her off.
I mean, all the
five
the five peacocks with their tails up.
Yeah.
Maybe they wanted to say something to her. Maybe it was a sign. Well, I mean, you never know. Maybe they were from another world, from a parallel reality, and they wanted to say something to this woman that she's in danger, or her kitchen is a place where aliens would land. Something, you know, something important. Woman demolishes 26 burgers in 10 minutes. I watched the video, they're really huge. So Molly Schuyler has become the first woman to ever win a burger eating contest in Washington, D.C. A mother of four has bagged $1,500 prize money after scoffing 26 burgers in 10 minutes. Molly Schuyler often competes to eat, but it was the first time she had won Z Burgers Independence Burger Eating Contest in Washington, D.C., U.S. She said, most girls think it's gross and dirty, but I have no shame. Previous competitions have seen her demolish 363 chicken wings in 30 minutes.
I like the choice of words.
but you know what? She is very skinny. I watched the video and... I just thought maybe she's like, you know, super fat woman who can hardly...
Well, yeah, that's what I had in my mind.
Who could hardly walk because she, you know...
she eats so much. She probably practices as well.
She trains, you know, every day to win. But she's very skinny, so probably this competition is her only chance to have her meals for the next year. So she starves to death, and then she attends the competition, sees the burgers, and consumes them without even chewing. Would you like to participate in a contest like that?
I don't know. I don't think that I would try. And what is the purpose of these things?
How much?
Well, this is what you have to start with.
$1,500 is probably not enough.
No. Burgers.
Burgers, yeah.
Oh, that has to be quite a
lot. 15,000.
No.
15 million?
Oh, perhaps, yeah.
You girl, you cost too much. Eating contests. Mm-hmm. I don't really approve that. I don't like the idea because food is, you know, something that you shouldn't play with.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are so many people who do not have enough food, who would be happy to have at least one burger
mm-hmm.
a week, not necessarily a day, yeah. you know. And these people consume 26 burgers in 10 minutes. That is just, you know, not good.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they seem to be having fun.
Sometimes that's the most important thing.
Yeah, why not?
That's right. We have this crazy swallows. It's this time of the year when they teach their children how to fly. This screaming, and sometimes I even have to shut my window so that I can hear my students at least.
So you have swallows invasion.
That's right. Every summer.
Just pretty much like that woman had peacocks in there.
Yeah. Well, at least they do not enter our houses and poo.
Well, maybe they have a plan.
Perhaps.
You have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have the seagull problem when I lived in St. Petersburg
mm-hmm.
on top floor.
Mm-hmm.
I did not even live close to the river.
Mm-hmm.
I lived somewhere, you know, almost on the outskirts. But it was so impossibly noisy.
Mm-hmm.
The seagulls, you know, they're very noisy. Every time I had my window open,
mm-hmm.
I heard a lot of noise, and
mm-hmm.
Some of my students were like, are you anywhere by the sea?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I wish, no. Dear listeners, we have a fantastic contest.
Mm-hmm.
The task for this contest
mm-hmm.
is to make a video of you answering a very simple question: why you need English in your life. You make a video, you send it to our email, which is info@linguistov.ru. And if your video is the most unusual one, or funny one, or the craziest one,
mm-hmm.
we will choose you and we'll give you fantastic prizes. Go ahead and visit our website, www.linguistov.ru, and participate in our video contest.
Yes.
No, say something else.
Well, what? You have already said everything.
Why am I always doing this job for you?
Well, you are really good at it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anyway, yeah. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.